It's time to bring in Pat Pagano and get a look at what looks like to be a pretty nice forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, good morning. A tired Pat Pagano because thunderstorms overnight caused Shirley to keep Pat up, and Pat didn't get all that much sleep.
Yeah, it's my cat, poor Emma, and my dog Georgia, who hates to walk in the rain. She goes out anywhere between 4:30 and 6:30, and last night it was right at 6:30. Right at 6:30, and it only lasted for about 15 minutes. A huge thunderstorm. So, of course, the poor dog did not want to go out. And so she only went out for about 15 seconds, and so she had to wait till this morning. So, and, of course, my Emma just hid under the couch all night long.
Yeah, that's really amazing. But storms are through for today and tonight. Partly sunny, 75 to 80 today, 60 to 65, cloudy tonight. Now, tomorrow, things are going to start rocking again. Showers and storms are going to develop, and some of them are going to be heavy because we have a strong cold front coming in, 75 to 80. Behind that front, partly sunny, a drying breeze Friday, 80 to 85. I was tempted to put in a couple of light showers here and there Friday as the cool air comes in, but I didn't want to ruin the forecast just yet, so I left it out. But you will not have any showers to worry about Saturday. Sunny, nice, about 80, which means for most of the day it's in the 70s. And then on Sunday, it'll be partly sunny. It'll get more humid, showers and thunderstorms later in the day, with highs again around 80 degrees. So don't see any prolonged heat and a nice air mass beginning to come in on Friday and continuing on Saturday. That is the good news. What's the good news from Marshall this morning?
I'm feeling better once again today, a little better today. I mean, my knees are, the one knee sore, because you can see the four bruise points where they shot back into the knees. But it's getting better, and like I said, I'm walking with the crutches, so I've got natural range of motion coming back in that knee. And the intestinal tract looks like it's coming around. Yesterday, I actually was able to eat like a baked potato. What else did I have? I had a baked potato around noontime. I had a baked potato in the evening along with I was going to have a salad, but I said, you know what? I'm not going to put any roughage in me right now. So instead of having any salad, I made myself a very, very, very small 3-ounce hamburger that I just cooked in a pan, no grease or anything like that. So, and it all managed to stay down, and it all managed not to create any havoc. So step by step, inch by inch, row by row, I'll make my intestines go.
Well, that's definitely the way to do it. I could tell you that I know I take these things personal when I shouldn't. You know, this Saturday, we're showing the movie that we did last year up at the lake to the members. And we're doing it inside the studio. Initially, 20 people have signed up. As of this morning, we're down to 13. Guess why?
COVID.
You got it.
Well, yep. You know, here's the thing. And it's... I understand people who don't like vaccinations who never take them. I don't agree with them, but I understand them. You know, they're consistent. That's the way they are. That's probably about 15% of the U.S. population. But the other percent that won't take these vaccinations simply because it's a political issue, they're the ones that are causing the problem.
Yeah.
Because most people I know, and I know a few people who don't believe in vaccinations, they will wear their masks. They don't complain. I mean, they complain about it, but they wear their masks. They follow the rules. But the people that just won't do it because of these, it's the sign of the devil and the end of times. And because I'm sorry, and because it's a democratic thing, they just want you to come in and they want to put something in your body. It's the government. I'm sorry, these people. Can you imagine if they were around when we had the big flu pandemic back where we lost 1 million people? It would have been 5 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that I don't understand. I can't understand it. And so parents are going to be upset when school starts this year, and their kids are going to, they will, at least they won't have to sit behind plastic, but the kids, teachers, the administration, the janitors are all going to have to wear masks.
Right.
And whose fault is it? It's the people who just couldn't get the vaccination rate up to anything close to 65, 70%.
Yeah, and I mean, when you think about it, the vaccinated people literally have to step back, and I'm not going to use the word chuffa, but have to put up with wearing a mask, not so much for their sake, but for the unvaccinated people, because, see, vaccinated people could carry the virus and spread it to people who are not vaccinated. So because we don't have everyone vaccinated, that's why they're suggesting, you know, indoors, big crowds, vaccinated people, please wear your mask. You know, you kind of wonder, though, Marshall, this is what I wonder. Let's just hypothetically say that 90% of Americans get vaccinated. Now you got 10% who are not. Is that going to end this pandemic, or will the virus circulate again from overseas?
I think you have to have
the whole world vaccinated.
Yeah, but I think it'll end it because the people that have been vaccinated, it's already been proven that if they come down with the Delta variant, the amount of people getting COVID is back up, skyrocketing again. The amount of people dying from it is not. And the people that are dying from it, the figures are now in 97.9% of the people that are dying are unvaccinated. Now, they didn't break how old they were if they had other conditions. But all I need to hear is that and say to myself, you know what? Yeah, it'll end. But uselessly, a lot of people will die. And that's, you know what? That's just the time we live in, Pat.
I guess you're right. You know, you don't want to see anybody. You don't want to see anybody die because of a virus. You really don't. And I understand. I do understand, you know, people. I mean, for one, look at me. Never get the flu shot. I've never get the flu shot. You know, and I just don't believe in it. Because I think year after year, most of the time, they don't have the correct vaccine for the correct flu. Okay. So I just don't bother. But let's face it, a lot of people die from the flu each year. Huh. So, I mean, it's a thin line, Marshall. Anyhow, everybody, try to be safe. Try to enjoy the weather today, and we'll be back and do it again tomorrow.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.